The funny thing about rock bottom is it's never the true bottom. There are always little trapdoors with sub-basements and cellars you didn't know existed. I had just fallen into one. I spent 10 days barely leaving the house. On one of those days, way too late, I realized I had nothing to eat for dinner. I scoured the cupboards like an archaeological dig. I discovered a jar of cloves I didn't know I had, a tin of sardines, a carton of coconut milk, and then an actual treasure. A can of SpaghettiOs with meatballs. I had forgotten that I keep one stashed to provide added comfort or as a kind of immediate triage. Despite growing up in the 1980s when processed food was unavoidable, my mom made a conscious effort to feed me and my brothers the opposite of processed food. However, she swayed the rules on snow days or when I was homesick from school. I heated the SpaghettiOs and carefully poured them into a blue Vancouver 1986 World Expo mug. I made a wish. I proceeded to carefully blow on the cluster of steamy, unnaturally orange-hued circles, polka-dotted by meatballs that I had ladled on top. Isn't it curious that when we are either extremely happy or in supreme pain, that we turn to the same food for assurance and, more importantly, reassurance? I took a bite. It was going to be okay. I was going to be okay. I'm okay.